Children, today we have a story about salt. Maybe you can picture what it's like to have a pinch of salt in your mouth, how it tastes fiery. Well, here's a story about the prophet Elisha. When Elisha was staying at Jericho, the men of the city said to Elisha, "Please behold, the situation of the city is good, as my Lord sees, but the waters are bad, and the land is barren." And he said, "Bring me a new dish and put salt in it." And they brought it to him. And he went out to the place where the waters went out, and he threw salt in there and said, "Thus says Yehovah, I have healed these waters. There shall not be death nor barrenness from them anymore." And the waters were healed, even to this day, according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke. Amen. So in this story, the men of Jericho, Jericho is a city that's right down in a valley near the Jordan River, they came to Elisha and said, "You can see our city is in a good place, but our problem is that the waters from our spring, from which we water our crops and that we drink, the waters are bad, so we can't grow anything here." And so what did Elisha do? He asked them to bring him a new dish, and he told them to put salt in the dish. So they put salt in it. And then Elisha took the salt and he threw the salt into the place where the waters came out of the ground. And then he said, "Thus says Yehovah, I have healed these waters. There shall be no more death or barrenness." Means crops can't grow from these waters anymore. And the waters really were healed. Now we can see that there is a secret in the spiritual sense here, as well as a miracle, because there was some water that wasn't good to drink. We wouldn't think of putting salt in it to make it better. You wouldn't put salt in water that you wanted to water your plants with. So there's a miracle here. But on the other hand, there are people who have swimming pools, and they put salt in their swimming pools to keep the water safe. And the ocean, of course, is full of salt. And that's a good thing, because then bad things that would make people sick can't grow in the ocean. And people also use salt to preserve meat and keep it safe to eat, like bacon and ham. Now let's think about what salt represents. We think about the fact that salt makes food good to eat, so we want to eat it. What does that correspond to? Well, food in the word represents everything that's good, something that we love. And salt, because of its fiery taste, represents the eagerness to do that good thing, especially to do something true that we have learned. You want to do that truth so that it makes something good happen. For example, suppose that you have learned something about how to take care of small engines and fix them when they're broken. And you also know that in heaven, angels love to be useful. And then you come across somebody whose lawnmower or chainsaw doesn't work. You might be eager to see if you can fix it for them. You want to do that partly to see if you can practice fixing that engine, but also because you want to help that person be able to use their machine again. Or suppose you've been thinking about the truth, where the Lord says, "You shall not hate your enemies, but you shall love them." You've been thinking about that. And then after church, you see some kids hanging around, and there's one kid by himself or herself. And maybe that kid's new to the church, or doesn't come to church very often. Or maybe that kid's even been mean to you or to some other kids, and that's why other kids are staying away from him. And you think about, well, if the Lord said that I'm not supposed to hate that person, but I'm supposed to love them. So you might say, I want to do what the Lord says here. So you go up to them and ask them how their summer's going, and you see whether you can be friends with them or not. Or take another example. Suppose you've been thinking about what the Lord said to the scribes and Pharisees. He called them hypocrites, who like to look good on the outside, but inside they're just selfish, ugly people. And you've been thinking about the fact that the Lord doesn't just look at how people look, but he looks at our hearts. And you don't want to be a hypocrite. And so you work hard at telling the truth about yourself, too, even when it's something embarrassing, something that you really shouldn't have done, or something stupid. You're going to tell the truth. Well, that's an example of having salt in yourself, where you're eager to do the truth. The goodness that you see, being useful to people, being a true person who really loves his neighbor, being an honest person, is a good thing, and you want to eat up that goodness and make it part of yourself, just like when you eat food, it becomes a part of you. Well, the Lord has given us lots of new bowls, new dishes for our truths. He teaches us in the heavenly doctrine about what life in heaven is really like. He teaches us about the spiritual sense of the word, like this story that we're reading today. He teaches us about what he is like and how we can follow his example. He's given us lots of beautiful bowls of truths, and we can put salt in them. We can say, I want to be that kind of person. And then the Lord will be able to heal us from the spiritual sicknesses that the evil spirits try to give us. And we also can be what the Lord calls the salt of the earth to help other people get better from their sicknesses too. Amen.